Okay, let's discuss Shabbos Yerushalmi Daf Yud Ches, the beginning of the second parak, Parak Bame Madlikin. Parak Bame Madlikin, and the parak starts off, Bame Madlikin, Bame Madlikin. Why are we talking about Madlikin? Because as we know, the parak started off the last Mesechta, the last couple of Mishnayos in the first parak started off with issues relating to Erev Shabbos. So another related issue to Erev Shabbos is going to be what you're allowed to light candles with. And the third parak is going to be about how do you leave stuff on the fire from before Shabbos. And the fourth parak is how do you insulate before and on Shabbos. So it's all relating to Inyanim of Erev Shabbos until finally we get in the seventh parak, we'll get to the Mishnah with the Malachas. The Rishonim point out here that this parak is not just about what to use to light and not light the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, which is discussed. As we know, Kiyum of Oneg and Kovet, we'll have to talk about it. But this is Stam lights, right? Let's say you want to use, in the days of old, when they used to have lights for candles for light, not Dafka for the mitzvah. So which ones are you allowed to use, which one are you not allowed to use? This is not Dafka, the Halakas Neiris of mitzvah. It's Halakas Neiris, any type of candles that are used on Erev Shabbos. There is an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, relating to reciting this Perek on Friday night. Right, the Shulchan Aruch, you know, there's a title for every siman in Shulchan Aruch. So a siman Reish Ayin, which is Ayin Reish, because we don't want to spell it Ra. So a siman Ayin Reish, Lomar Mishnas Bamalikin. That's the name of the siman. To say Bamalikin. The Shulchan Aruch says, you would think the Shulchan Aruch should say Kagavna. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Noagim Lomar Perak Bamalikin. Noagim to say Bamalikin. Vahasvardim, interesting lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Vasvardim omer moso kodem filas arvis. Vahu anachon. Rather, different minhag about saying it before Ma'ariv. In many Sidurim, I remember growing up, it was always at the end of Ma'ariv. You gotta like flip over there and then go back. It wasn't after Mizbar Shir, which is like it's said in most shuls. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag. Yesh, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yesh ein omer moso biyantif shachalios be'erev Shabbos. The Ramah says, this is the minhag. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, why, where does the minhag come from? Because later on the parak, the three things you have to say, Erev Shabbos, Yisar Tibi Ravtem, Haligu Asaner, so that's when it is said. So that's the different minhagim, but again, not the minhag of Nusach Svar to say Kagavna is not in the Shulchan Aruch. It is a later custom. But either way, this is the minhag. So, Bame Malikin, Bame Malikin. What are you allowed to use? What are you not allowed to use? What's the issue? Why wouldn't you be able to use certain, items on the, for candles? So, as we'll see, one of two issues. Either because these candles, these wicks, there's going to be wicks and there's going to be fuel. Two different lists. So the problem is that if they don't light properly, if they flicker, if the fuel doesn't connect and grab the wick enough, then I'm nervous that I might do something to the candle in order to make it light better. And that's why it is going to be us in these cases. All of these items are going to be explained by the Gemara. As much as it can be explained, certain types of growths. These are all wicks. These are all materials that could be used for wicks. The seaweed that's floating in the water. Now we're getting to fuels. Lobezeves is a type of pitch. We'll get to why that is. Smells bad. And not wax. Really? Wax? Can't use wax. Velov shemen kik. We'll have different days about what shemen kik is. Velov shemen sreifa. And Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuf Peivav Arachaim. Velov shemen kik. Velov shemen sreifa. And not shemen sreifa. What's shemen sreifa? That's truma temeya. Truma temeya. Shemen oil of truma that became tame. That one has a mitzvah to burn. Shemen sreifa. We'll have to see why there's an iser to use that for a candle a fuel, a light, lova alya, not allowed to use the fat of a tail, velova chalev, and not using chalev. Alya, if you remember from the Pesachim Dav Gimel, remember that story of the Arimian who wanted to be part of who always was part of the Quran Pesach in secret, and he was boasting about it. And Yehuda ben Maseira says, oh yeah, did they give you from the alya? from the tail, the most fatty part of the animal. Did you get that? And Kar Pesach is not, you don't use the alya for the, animal. Certain animals. So anyways, that's how we set him up. You could use chelev once it's cooked, right? Once it's cooked, and boiled. Regular chelev you can't because maybe that doesn't, light well, but chelev mavushal lights well. No, you can't use either. We'll have to see. Are they just reiterating the Tanakama? Or is that a third, opinion? Good. Lo v'lechesh. So now we get to some of the, materials. Lo v'lechesh, Rebchia barba, Amar, Luksha. Okay, that's what it is. Rabbi Yachab Shem Rabbi Laya Dadinon Amrin Hihada Hihada. They're really the same thing. Different, they called it different things in the different locales where they were. Falova Chosen, Rabbi Chinna Bashem Rav Pinchas, Pishtan Shaloninara. Pishtan flax that was not combed out. That's what Chosen is, that's what you're not allowed to use. We'll have to get to combing flax, that's one of the malachas, Menafes. That's one of the few. One of the very few malachas that hardly ever comes up nowadays in one's house. Oh, probably 34 malachas could come up in one's house. But there are five, let's say, that's not come. Combing raw flax. I mean, when is that going to come up in one's house? So, but most others come up. Kabodat Amar, like the Pasuk says, Vaya Chosin Lina Ores. Like the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, so you see Chosin refers to Naores, which is a type of flax. Velo Bakalach. Invin kisaria, right? Some type of silk that shouldn't be used. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, chizarti al kol mefarshei yamim, va'amru li kolcha shmo. They said it's called kolcha. Good. Lo b'psila se'idan, irnisa. Different type of material. Different type of lo b'psila hamidbar. Not certain types of growths and fibers that grow in the desert. Kishmua, that like as it sounds, as it shmuas, things that grow. Items and wicks from grasses that grow in the desert. Velovi roka sha'al panei hamayim, and not from yarok, from the greens that grow in the water. Kitan demaye, the kitan, the moss that grows on the water. Interesting. If you look in the Panei Moshe on the second wide line, kitan demaye, kimin pishtan hagadol b'mayim svivos hasvina. Now sometimes when you have a large ship around the ship, you get like these green floaties. Right around where the boat is, that's what we're talking about. Those things, that moss cannot be used. Lo bezeves, velo beshava. Now this is a type of new list. The first lists were about the wicks, and now we get to the fuels. Lo bezeves, a type of pitch, velo beshava, and wax. Really wax. You can't use wax. That's unusual because, wax candles were pretty popular, especially maybe now many use the liquid, but wax candles are pretty popular, so it says you can't use wax. So all the Rishonim discuss this in the beginning of Masechah Shabbos on Shava, and the Gemara there in the Bavli, right on Daf Chaf, the Gemara there has a Tzrichusa. The Gemara there says, the beginning of Bamei Malikin, there in the Bavli, talking about Shava, where the Lashon, Lo Bezeves, Lo Beshava. Says the Gemara, Zefes, Zifta, Shava, Kirusa. Tana, Akab, Solopsil, Bekabel, Shoshpanim. Pshita, right? Aren't these, it's obvious that these items, don't light well. Shava, Itzrichale. Shava, Itzrichale. The Chiddush is the wax. Rashi there. Lefisha, Regilin, Laasos, Kimin, Psila, Arucha, Vaha, Psila, Litocha, Kemosha, Anu, Osin. Right? They used to light wicks within, inside wax. Not liquid wax. They used to make, sounds like to us, candles. Mao de tema lipsilos nami lochazia. You might think that you can't even use it for a psila, like some type of, I don't know, wick that's surrounded by wax. Kamash malon, that's okay. So what does it sound like? It sounds like kamash malon, some type of wax is okay. Right? So what does that mean? Rashba. All the Rishonim there. I'll read it from the Rashba. Yesh lefarish, ma'u detema shafilu asa min hashava kein psila. You might think that even if you make a type of wick out of the wax, wax is really in the second group, which is the fuels. But you might think the havamina is that you might, this is how the Rashba and Rovi Shonim understand that havamina in the Bavli. You might think that if you make the shava like around a wick, kolomar sh'asa mehen ki'in neiro shel shava shalanu, like the candles of wax that we have, shakorin candles. There it is in the Rashba. Kuf Nun Dalad Yud Lamed Yud Shin. Candles. Yehei Aser Lahadlikan. You might think it's Aser to use that. Kamash Valan Mikan Ve'elach Psol Shmanim. Kamash Valan. No, no, no. You're only not allowed to use the wax as a pure fuel. I guess a wick sitting in it. Lomar Shein Aser Ella Bishanasan Hashava Vazefes Bener Kimin Shemen. If you use it like in the fuels. Avok Shechibran Yachad Va'asame and Psila Mutter Dinimshachu Yafe Achraner. But if you put it all together, then it is mutter. So that is the Rashba. Umi kan yesh lahatir nirish l'shava b'shabas v'chei nitiru b'tosos v'chei nirish b'divrei Rashi. Right, that's what the Rashba says. Wax candles. That's what was used then, and that's what's used even today in many circles. He quotes this minhag of Gaonim, that have a different reading of the Gemara, not to use wax. Avo ra'isi b'tshuvas Rav Shri Ragon. He quotes from Rav Shri Ragon, Shekasav b'tshuva zalva avukash l'shava sheshaalta lo chazi lana mandam adlik b'shava bebe shimshi. I've never seen somebody use wax candles, says Rav Shri Ragon on Friday afternoon. V'chal ravasa dechazinan havi asrin. V'chein asru chachmi narvona. So, different minhagim. The Gaonim didn't use it, but the Rashba says that most of the Rishonim had to read that Gemara. They did use it, and that is the minhag of Klal Yisrael to use the candles as we have them, right, and that's discussed about the different materials that you're allowed to use. If you look in Reis Samach Dalid, right, what are you allowed to use? Ein Osin says the Shulchan Aruch. Again, summarizing, we're going to get to this, but the Shulchan Aruch says in Reis Samach Dalid, which is the siman about what you're allowed to use. Right, Reis Samach Aleph is the one that's usually focused on. That's about when to light the candles and how many candles. Reis Samach Dalid. Ein Osin Psilo Lener Shel Shabbos Bein Ner Shal Hashulchan. Bein kol ner shemalik b'shabbos. That's what we just said. Right? This whole list is about the mitzvah candles or stam candles to have in the house. So you're not allowed to use anything midavar shehaur eino ne'echaz bo. For anything that the fire does not hold onto the wick well. Ela nisrach svivav v'hashalheves kofetzes. Anything where there's not going to be a constant flame. Not allowed to use. Goed semer v'seyer v'chayos ben. Ela midavar shehaur nitla bo. Goed pishtan nefutzel like combed flax. And what if you did? You can't use it because you're nervous, right? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. You only allowed to use nice things. Shulchan Aruch continues. It says, "Shar kol hashmanim chutz be'elam madlika b'hem umikol makom shemen zayis mitzvah min amuvchar." Shemen Zayis, right? You think about that, that's just, not just a Hanukkah idea, but it is a, quoted here also in Hilchah Shabbos. Again, that's what he goes, lo b'emalika b'seves, v'lo b'shava. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, not shava. Again, the Shulchan Aruch says, v'lo b'shemen asui k'mitzer agev, v'lo b'ayv, v'lo b'chela, v'chein emalikin b'itran, as it said, and the poskim say that our shava, based on most we showed him, would be okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch in the Sif Zion. Karach Zefes Oshava Ochelev Saviv Apsila Madlika Behem. If it's not just a wick sitting in liquid wax, but you made one chibur, that's mutter, says the Mishnah Brura, Deloasu Bekulu Elam Hayunusunim Bekli Vinosin Apsila Betocham. Then it doesn't connect to the wick as much. Kamosha Osin Beshemen. But if you have a candle, well, you connected it all, so that is okay. That's Shulchan Aruch, Reis Samach Dalet, Siv Zayin, and that's the Minhag HaOlam of today, to allow using wax candles. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. So, v'lo b'zeves, v'lo b'shava. Ad kan l'psilos. As we mentioned, up until these two, was the list of materials you're not allowed to use for a wick. Mikan ve'elch l'shmanim. After this, it's the oils, the fuels. Two days. What exactly is the chashash? Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'bnei Shehaor mamshich la'achorav. That's our girsa. Because the fire, the flame, is not circling and perfectly around the wick. It's like behind it. Mamshich la'achorav. Right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky, ve'ein ne'achaz b'psila yafe. It doesn't light the wick well. Ela nid'ach v'kofetz. It like jumps. The Ramban in the Melchamos, when he quotes this Yerushalmi, he adds in one word. Which, again, the same thing. Mipnei Sha'ar, Eino, Nismashech, Lachor, Nimshach, Lachor. It doesn't lie well. Either way, according to either Gersa, it means it doesn't lie well. Either it doesn't lie well, or it only lights behind the candle, not on the candle. That is number one. And therefore, if it's not lit well, and it's just, it's flickering, V'hu shocheach u'motzi es apsila. So therefore, you're going to forget. You're going to try to like light it, pick up the wick a little more. And the second that I touch anything with the wick, with the fuel on Shabbos, that's going to be a malacha. Right? It's going to light better. That's the malacha of mavir. I'm going to make it go out quicker. That's the malacha of machabe, of extinguishing. So either way, it's going to be a problem. Number one. So number one possibility is because it doesn't, the flame is a problem. The od, or number two, shlo hutsas ha'or birov hadelek. That the most of the fuel is not going to be connected to the wick. So two deis, two versions. Either number one, the flame is not going to light well around, it's going to flicker, and therefore I'm going to try to move it. Or number two, the source of the fuel is not fully connected and won't be pulled by the wick well. Right? These are two different opinions. Reb Zeira boy, me'ata psila tzricha hatzata berov hadelek. Right? So is it true that the wick has to be able to draw most of the fuel? Is that true? And he answers, yes. And has to be able to draw most of the fuel, even before Shabbos, it has to be set up in a way that has to draw most of the fuel. The Rechaim Kanievsky notes that we learned in the earlier, at the yesterday's daf, right, at the end of the parak about machizet es ha'or, that, you know, it has to light beruban, and Rav Shmuel saying that is the halacha. Hativon chavraya, v'akora, but one second, didn't we say at the end of the last parak, says the Gemara, we spoke about a board, remember the last few lines of the parak? How much, if you're lighting a board, one board, in order to use for light before Shabbos, so it says you have to light the rove of the circumference of the board. V'akora, halohutas ha'or berov adelek. Right? You just need the rove of the circumference. The whole inside of the wood is not, burning yet. So isn't that a case where, you know, the parallel, you wouldn't have the fuel that's mostly lit. Hey, so everybody above our mamo, fashashisa, what about a lantern? Hare lohutsa sa'ar barova delik. Aren't these examples where it's not totally, lit, it's not connected to all of the fuel? So the Gemara answers no. What's the svara going on here? The svara here is it going to light well and you're not going to have to move it in the Zoch Shash? That's the issue. So by these two questions that you just asked, you know, the piece of wood, if we're over the circumference is lit, then you're fine, right? Even if the whole inside is not lit, yeah, it's lit and it's going to be fine. In the lantern, it's closed. The wind doesn't affect it, what's in the lantern. So that's why it's fine. The rule usually is that it has to be because usually if that's not the case, so then it's not going to light well. But as we learned, Amrav Shammai, locate Amrav Zira, Amrav Yudah, B'Shem Rav, didn't we also learn on yesterday's daf, Arba Meduras Kolshein, there are four types of fuels that if you just light a little bit, that's good enough. What do you mean? Don't you have to have most of the fuel? No, the answer is because these items that of these fuels are very flammable, and therefore it's very quick. Meduras HaGefes, we had the Medura of the olive refuse, Meduras HaZevel, the fertilizer, Meduras HaChelev, the fats, Meduras Galinim, Kol Shehein, of the figs. So in all these, you just need a little bit, right? Because they're going to light fine. So that's the rule. By these other questions, the board and the lantern, they're going to light fine also, even if it's not Hutzas Ha'or Barov Adelek, while most of the cases you need the Hutzas Ha'or, even though these other ones you wouldn't. Period. The ode. And I'll give you another proof to the second version. Again, what are the two reasons that were given? Number one, it doesn't light well, so you might come to fix it. Number two, you have to make sure that the fuel is all connected to the wick. Number one, again, the flame itself won't be perfect, and therefore that will lead you to move it. Or number two, the fuel is not all there. V'on menada, drev taklifa shalor av chizda. V'lokein alfin Rebbe Shabbos Shechala Lios Bachanika. Didn't you mention that these lists are also limitations for Shabbos Chanukah? Didn't you say that? And what do we know about Shabbos Chanukah? Shabbos Chanukah, you're not allowed to use the candle. If you're not allowed to use the candle, are we really nervous that if the flame is flickering, you're going to touch it? You're not going to be near the candle. You know what it says in Aneiros Halalu, right? And you know, what does it say? She'oser Liros Matveya La'ara Chanukah. Right, you're not allowed to use it to count money. You're not allowed to use the candle. And yet, there are limitations. These limitations apply. Hare, enosh chiyachu motias apsila. You're not going to forget and move the wick because you're not anywhere near, right? This sounds like that are you using the same candle for Shabbos and for Hanukkah? The same candle? No. Maybe we're talking about the Hanukkah candles on Erev Shabbos also has these limitations. But either way, you see, you're not going to be near those candles. If you're not going to be near those candles, there's no chash that you might come to use it. So it must be reason number two. Have a less time on delo. It must be because mishum shlohutza sa'ar barov adelach. That must be the rule. And once that's the rule, then it's across the board. Even if there's no chash of you might come to move it, but the rule is it has to be mostly burning and the oil has to be mostly connected to the wick before Shabbos. The Ramban in Shabbos quotes this Yerushalmi. And that is, we know the Gemara tells us you're not allowed to use the Hanukkah candles, even Litzarach Mitzvah. What if I want to learn Hanukkah candles? Forget Shabbos for a minute, right? I want to learn by the light of the candles. That's terrible. That's beautiful. I'm going to learn. I'm going to give tzedaka next to the Hanukkah candles. Right? Says the Ramban. You see from this Yerushalmi that even Litzarach Mitzvah is going to be usur. Because what's the whole flow of the Yerushalmi? Well, the whole issue is, oh, you see from here that even though you're not near the candles, you know, it's still going to be, have limitations. What do you mean not near the candles? Maybe you're going to be near at Litzarach Mitzvah. You see from this Yerushalmi, says the Rabban, nowhere in the Bavli is it so clear. You see from this Yerushalmi that it's usher for, even Dvarim Shel Mitzvah. That's the Alibra that read the Ramban because he has some very interesting Lashonos. This is the Ramban at the beginning of the second parak, Chaf Aleph. Kol Tashmishin, the Gemara says there in Bavli, Asa L'Shabish L'Ori, you can't use it. Says the Ramban, Kol Tashmishin B'mashba, Bein De Mitzvah, Kigon Su De Shabbos, Bein De Rishus. Right, whether it's a mitzvah or not. The Chulu. V'im Tomar, B'su De Shabbos, My Bizui Mitzvah Ika, Doha Mitzvah Hi. What's the reason you're not allowed to use the Chanukah candles? As we sing, one of the oldest songs in our history, outside of Tanakh, right? And Eretz Halal is in the Masechah Sofrim, I think, very early. So, what's the Bizui Mitzvah? If the assumption of the Isser is Bizui Mitzvah, it's not appropriate. It's a disgrace to use your Chanukah candles for things. So, to use it for a mitzvah, what's the wrong with that? The Ramban assumed it's Bizui Mitzvah, which Rashi says there, I think, in Shabbos. So Ramban says, Lav Milsahi. It's still a problem. It's still a problem to use it for a different mitzvah. To call Sheha Adam Mishtamish B'mitzvah Zu La'acheres Bizui Mitzvah Hizu. If you have one mitzvah and you're trying to piggyback and use that Dover Shal Mitzvah to help you out with another mitzvah, that's a bizoyon to the first mitzvah. De mechzi kemandelo chaviva lehach mitzvah. It gives the impression that, you know, this mitzvah isn't so precious to you. I'm going to piggyback and use the light for another mitzvah. The oven mitzvah achrita. Right? That's not appropriate. He doesn't quote it, but this is the same svar that some rishonim give for the principle of osik b'mitzvah, patam in the mitzvah. If you're osik in one mitzvah, you're patam in the other mitzvah. Why? So some say it's not only patur, but asur. Asur to do the other mitzvah. Why? Because it's bizarre to the first mitzvah you're doing. What, this mitzvah isn't good enough for you? You want to try to do another one? Focus on the one you're doing. Right? You're doing one mitzvah. Right? I would add, you're listening to Chazaras HaShatz. You're part of the Tefillah B'Tzibur. You want to learn? Bizui mitzvah. Right? Being mevaz tefillah. By learning in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. That's what the poskim say. Right? So says the Ramban, you're not allowed to, that's why. The Al-Karchach lo sharia lahalik miner laner. The only thing you're allowed to do is the same mitzvah. From one candle to another candle. Right? If you need some help. Mishum de travayu chada mitzvah nidu. Because that's all one big mitzvah. Klomar, mitzvah's ner Chanukah. It's all ner Chanukah. Umin bemino eno batal. Wow, that's a great line. Right? Min bemino eno batal. It means it's the same type. It doesn't mean min bemino. There's no bitl here. Min bemino batal. Aval shar mitzvahs niras kimavat lo zuadzu. And where do I get this from? That it's also even from in l'shem mitzvah. Umistaya, it helps me. Hachzvara, mi de garsi bigamara de bene maravi. Right, in the Talmud of the Bnei Marav, the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Omen Adadar of Tachlif, and he quotes our Gemara. Quotes our exact Gemara, and he says, let me explain the Gemara, he explains what the Gemara means, so you see from there even Shaliser. There are other shitas about what the reason is for the Isser Hashtamshus, Isser Hana, right, the Ramban assumes Bizui Mitzvah, but there are other svaras that are given, why it's Usser L'Hashtamish La'ora of the candles. Rashi says, Nikar L'Shem Mitzvah. That's Rashi. That's be Nikar, that it's, right, if you have candles all over your house that you use for, you know, regular light. this one has to be nikar l'shei mitzvah, so you can't use it. And the Baal Amar and the Meiri and the Ran all say, why? Because Ner Chanukah is patterned after Ner Mikdash. And just like the Ner in the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to use, so too the Ner of Chanukah. And there are many, many parallels in Halacha about Ner Chanukah and Ner Mikdash. Maybe we'll talk about this another point. But there are many, right? Lighting in Shul, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, we put it in the south of the Shul, Zecher that the menorah was in the south of the Heichal. The Gemara says Hanache Halakha Osa Mitzvah. Halakha has to be in the spot where you're going to, has to light in the spot where it's going to fulfill the mitzvah. Rashi quotes Kidda Ashkechan b'menorah. Where do you get Halakha Osa Mitzvah? Kidda Ashkechan b'menorah, like you found by the menorah. We pass it Halakha Osa Mitzvah. Right? There's the mystery question that the Minchas Chinuch said has bothered me for years, and that is the Rambam says that Hatovas Haneros in the Beis HaMikdash has to be done by a kohen. Right, setting up the candles. The hadlaka could be done by Yisrael. A hadlaka, interesting, hadlaka haneros, can be done, is kshir bizarre. But the Kohen has to set it up. But the shayla, the Minchas Chinuch asks is, a Yisrael can light it, but hadlaka osa mitzvah, meaning it has to be in the spot where you're going to be osa mitzvah. But Yisrael's not allowed to go into the heichal. Right, so how does Yisrael, hadlaka osa mitzvah, you're going to take it out, and then the Zohar's going to light it there, and they're going to bring it back in, but then that's not hadlaka osa mitzvah, it has to be there. So the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe you have a very long wick, a match. You have a match that's almost long, right? And maybe that's the way. Either way, this is one of those mystery Rambams. What exactly means? Yeah, Zohar can light it. How's Zohar going to light it if he's not allowed to go inside? Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, V'lo v'shemen kik, and not shemen kik. You can't use shemen kik. What's shemen kik? Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Laya, kisusa. Some type of oil, kisusa, cotton seed oil, as it's translated. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, Of Hu Ushmo Kik. Kik is a type of bird. Type of bird, so oil that comes out of that bird. Tani, Rabbi Yishmael, Ves HaKa'as Zekik. Right, the Ka'as bird, one of the non-kosher birds, that is Shemen Kik. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Ches, says that your tefillin has to be made only from items that are kosher. Right, skin of kosher animals. Everything in the tefillin has to be made min amutar b'ficha. That's in terms of tefillin. The Rama writes this in Hilchis Rosh Hashanah in Tav Kuf Pei Vav. Tav Kuf Pei Vav, where we learn about what you are allowed to use for a shofar. The Rama says v'cheid shofar mi behema temeya pasul. You can't use a shofar from a behema temeya. Why? The Magen Avraham quotes because it's like that, like it says in Shabbos, lo hukshiru, any type of davar shel mitzvah in order to any davar shel mitzvah you have to use kosher. So if you look at the continuation there, they speak about other types of shofaros. He goes through, but some achronim, the Machzor Shekel, I think on the bottom here discusses. And what about shemen kik? Shemen kik, if the kik, the cause is a non kosher bird, how can you use that for lighting Shabbos candles? Okay, you can be mechalik between what's mechuyev inherently and what the minhag is to use certain things. Okay, it might not be extended. Tefillin, that's what it is by the Gemara. And then everything else is an extension. Okay, not going to get into that now. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Reb Laya, I'm sorry, we read that. V'lov b'shemen sreifa. When is Allah to use shemen sreifa? So what is the reason that one is not allowed to use shemen sreifa? Again, shemen sreifa is shemen of truma that became tamei. There's a mitzvah to burn it. So I'm not allowed to use that for lighting right before Shabbos. Why not? A kohen, remember, is allowed to get hana from that. Shemen sreifa, that's hana shel kilui. You're allowed to get hana from that. So why can't you use it for Erev Shabbos? Amar of Chizda, Havamina Zosa Meris. It must be that it's usur. Why? Because it's a mitzvah, so I'm going to, you know, want it to burn. So maybe that's going to make me, want it, you know, move it, then maybe that's the issue. Right? Zoso meres, sh'asul hatzis is arbim, duras kachim, v'hi delek of alechaz b'shabbos. Maybe it's general. You're not allowed to use anything that's holy, that's kodesh. You can't light maduras kachim, where it's also a mitzvah to burn leftover kachim, like nosar. Says the Gemara, but one second, didn't we learn in the previous parak that you're allowed to light all these things right before Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? Vataninan, umachizan es ha'or b'mduras Beis HaMokar, as we said, ubegvulin k'deish yasi sa'or b'ruban, so you see it's mutter. But you see, it's mutter earlier, so why isn't this mutter, right? If we're saying that our Gemara is saying, because it's a mitzvah and there's a chashash that you might move it, and that's the reason by Shuma Tameya, and that's the reason by Kachim, so why is it mutter at the end of the previous parak? The Gemara says, no. Amar Reb Yosa, there's a difference. B'Shabbos k'siv lo sasa kol malacha. By Shabbos, regular Hilcha Shabbos, you're not allowed to do malacha, nasas yimeleha, but there's no problem with fire, it's being done, burning on Shabbos. Me'elev, you light it before Shabbos. That's why in the earlier, the Beis HaMokad, as long as you light it before Shabbos, it's okay. It can be lit, me'eleha. Bram hacha, but here, HaTorah Amra, Ein Sorfet HaZakach Miyantif, Ve'en Sarach Lomar B'Shabbos. But here there's a special did of Sreifa. It's not an issue of beforehand and there's a Achshash. No, but this is different. The reason is, if you want to, I'll read it from the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Kol malacha adasas yimeileh, klomar, taima chein sorfin, lav mishum lesa de iser malacha b'shabas, el mishum de mikra yalfinan chein sorfin kachem b'yantif. There's a special din. You're not allowed to burn kachem on yantif. You're not allowed to burn. That's not included in mitoch, as we'll have to talk about. Beginning of Pesach and the Rishonim talk about it. Usually, you're allowed to light fire. Mitoch, you're allowed to light fire on yantif. Litzarech, you're allowed to light shalom litzarech. You can't. You can't do that on regarding these types of burnings, the shiny mehavara b'shabbos. The b'shabbos, I'm reading from Chaim Kanievsky, ha denaser havara mishum iser malacha. V'chol ta'alik me'erev shabbos be'alehu delechas b'shabbos. Avo b'sreifas kachim, asreifaso kapid rachmanash le'isrifu b'shabbos. No, there's a special din. You can't light it on Shabbos. Remember Rashi in Beitz Lechav Zayin, that lashon was rachmana achshevei lahavarasan. This is a mitzvah, this fire has chashivus. It has significance. It's too significant. On Shabbos, this would be called a malacha. On Yontif, this would be called a malacha. It's not included. So that's why you're not allowed to use Truma Tameya. Not because of the chash of anything to do with Hilchos Shabbos, so to speak, a regular fire, but it has to do, which then would be mutter, because as long as you light it before Shabbos, the special din of Sreifas Kachim B'Shabbos V'Yontif, or Sreifas Truma Tameya. Bram Hacha Torah Amar Ein Sarfet as a Kachim B'Yontif. Why do you say that? What's the makar? By no sir, you have to wait till the next boker. We have to wait till the next morning. A special limud, you burn no sir on yantif. Right, only the second morning can it be burnt. Period. There's a lot more, but we'll have to stop here. The show will continue next time with this issues of Sreifas Truma Tameya.